It's late in the week, and life can bring on tough stuff. Welcome to the Mental Health Happy Hour, brought to you by your good friends at Family Solutions, one of the largest behavioral health agencies in the state of Louisiana. Today's show is brought to you by American National Insurance agent Derek Kennedy and Dax Wings and Grill, with support from Origin Bank, Portico, and the Dustin James team at Keller Williams. Now, here are your hosts, Dr. Scott Zentner, Dr. Scott Shelby, and Dr. Bill Riddle.
Welcome to the Mental Health Happy Hour, right here on KMLB 540, 105.7 FM, and iHeartRadio. We're here to discuss mental health and wellness. If you have any questions or comments, you can text the Origin Bank hotline, 318-324-1500. I'm your host, Scott Shelby.
Yay!
Along with Dr. Scott Zentner.
Ooh.
And Dr. Fill-In, yes. Bill Riddle.
He's back.
And Dr. Fill-In is actually a regular.
That's right. I think our announcer has dyslexia because, you know, being a Z, I'm used to going last, and yet I'm first, you're second, Riddle is third, and he should be at the top
for many reasons,
hey, not just alphabetically.
Yeah.
But
yeah, get that guy in here.
Yeah. Now, that's Big Jim Elliott from 105.7.
What a great voice.
That's right. He really does.
I listen to him in the mornings on the drive. Yeah. On the drive.
He could have been a good therapist. Just a nice lilt to his baritone. And,
oh, man, yeah.
Yeah, he's a nice fellow, too.
Oh, he's a good guy. Great guy.
Don't know him, but it's a great show.
Well, it's Thursday afternoon. We're having a great time here today. And Dr. Z, mm-hmm, and Dr. Bill, we have a fantastic special guest on today.
Oh, we've scrapped the one that we had originally scheduled.
Don't put her under any pressure, but she is fantastic.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. We're very excited to have on the show for the first time Keely Russ.
One and only Keely Russ.
The one and only. You're right. You're right, Dr. Bill. And Keely happens to be a psychiatric mental health nurse practitioner. And she works at our clinics in Monroe and Ruston, providing psychiatric care to our community here in the Monroe and Ruston communities, and even farther away that some folks will travel to, mm-hmm, to our clinics. And she's from Ruston, a tech graduate, went on to get a master's in nursing, and is a great provider, a great person to see daily in the halls, just a great person that cares a lot about people, and we're really excited to have her come on and share with us a little bit about her expertise, how she goes about her clinical work, and maybe even some other things. So, Keely, welcome to the show.
Hey, y'all. Thank you so much for having me. That was such a nice, sweet build-up.
It was nice. I wrote it earlier this morning for him.
You had to work really hard on that, didn't you?
Nah, we're glad to have you, Keely.
Thank you so much.
Keely, Dr. Z here. And there was no script preparation. All these superlatives just kind of roll off our tongue from all of our great experiences working with you. It's been my pleasure. Scott was just reminding me that you've been with us 4 years now or even longer.
Just about, yeah.
That's hard to believe.
Coming up on it really soon.
Well, it's been a real joy for me. Of course, you and I handle the psychiatric evaluations and prescribing responsibilities at our clinic, and you've been such a big help to me. I've actually learned a lot from you, and you keep me on my toes. You know, I'm an old man, and you've got a lot of new knowledge that I have that you've imparted on me, and I think we've really enjoyed our working relationship, at least from my standpoint.
Mm-hmm. From mine as well, for sure. Don't know what I would do without your guidance.
Well, we appreciate you taking some time out because I know you are very busy, and we just wanted to give the audience a chance to meet you and get to know you a little bit better.
Yeah. Sounds like a plan.
Well, Keely, if you could tell us a little bit about your background and nursing and maybe what drew you to mental health.
Oh, sure. So in nursing school at Tech, I really loved the rotation in psychiatry. And had a bit of an interest, but once I graduated, they really encouraged us to begin in what's called med surg in the hospital and, you know, taking patients that way before you specialize. And so I did that for about 3 years total, probably. And I did emergency room for about probably 2 or 3 years as well. Part of that was specifically at a children's emergency room. And that was when I was reminded of how much I love psychiatry, was when I worked with the kids. That was where I wanted to spend my time. And so I had the opportunity, once I realized like that really seemed to be my niche, and what I wanted to pursue for longer term career. It was where I could transfer in the hospital. I was in Plano, Texas at the time. They had an eating disorder unit. And so then I was working with kids who were coming in inpatient for eating disorders. And so I really enjoyed that. And I worked there at the same time that I went back to school and got my master's degree to become specialized as a nurse practitioner in psychiatry.
Well, that's a nice introduction. Keely, you mentioned you had a special interest in child and adolescent treatment, yet, as you know, in our clinic, we have demands from all age groups. As the old Mel Torme Christmas carol, the Christmas song, says in one of its lyrics, kids from 1 to 92. So you see the kids, but you also see the grown-ups and our senior citizens. I would put myself in that category. And so you've gotten a breadth of experience here. And, you know, I was just so impressed when you came on board I thought you were, you know, had been doing this for 20 years. You just were very knowledgeable. But beyond all of that, you have a way with people. And I think that's just essential in gaining their trust and their comfort upon first meeting. I hope you plan on staying in this field a very long time. We need you.
Well, thank you so much for that. Yeah, I have told nurses or, you know, people who were, you know, like, well, I don't have any experience in mental health, but I'm interested in it. I've been in, you know, the medical field. And every job that I've had as a nurse, you know, med-surg, ER, like all of it, I think prepared me just as much with communication skills and, you know, just really being around people, all different chapters in life, ages and stages. And so I just know, like, every piece of my walk and my experience has been for a reason, for sure. And it definitely was this clear calling that I'm just excited I can live out.
Well, you've certainly done that. I think we're going to be coming up on our first break in a minute, and if you could stay with us for another segment, we'd really appreciate it. I think Dr. Riddle and Dr. Shelby had a couple of questions about maybe some of the challenges that we've been facing during the pandemic with COVID and even afterwards, particularly as it relates to prescribing medicines and the availability of those medicines. But you know, I think you're out there in the trenches, and you can speak to that issue probably more than anyone else. And I'd love for you to be able to share anything else about what your day-to-day work is like and some of the challenges and rewards that go with it. But we will be back shortly and continue this conversation with Keely Russ, nurse practitioner, psychiatric nurse practitioner with Family Solutions. Stay with us, folks. Thank you.
Does your son or daughter have trouble focusing at school or even homework? It's not always ADD. Your child could benefit from occupational therapy. Call Family Solutions Pediatric Therapy at 361-7180. We help put the pieces together.
An estimated 26% of Americans aged 18 and older suffer from a diagnosable yet treatable mental health disorder. That is one out of four Americans. Depression, anxiety, PTSD, panic disorder, and social phobia. And one in five American teens. That's 20% of America's boys and girls. Sadly, many do not receive the help they need. There's good news. Here in Northeast Louisiana, there are many qualified, caring professionals who are here to help. Reach out today. It's perfectly okay. You're not alone. Help is near. Hi, I'm Derek Kennedy, a local insurance agent. With numbers like these, we all need to do our part to check in on our friends, family, church friends, and coworkers. Let's do this together.
The game's on. You're super hungry. Quick, what do? You don't have to make a choice. Why not come to Dex? The best food, great drinks, and every game you can imagine all over the walls. Come try our wings, po'boys, and burgers. Everything is homemade. Our chicken sandwich is the best in town, and you won't miss a minute of the action while you're eating it.
Dax Wings and Grill, now with four locations in Monroe, Bossier City, Shreveport, and in Ruston, in the Graham Shopping Center.
Portico Bar Grill has what you crave. Steaks, seafood, burgers, wings, pizza, homemade pasta, and signature dishes. Portico Bar Grill has something to please the pickiest of eaters. Enjoy outdoor dining, top-notch wine, and 17 beers on tap, and the best lunch and dinner specials daily. Enjoy a special dinner on the open-air patio. Weekends full of fun with friends or a nice evening with family in the roomy, brick-lined bar and grill. The gang at Portico Bar and Grill are always happy to see you and your friends. Drop in after work or bring the family to Portico Bar and Grill today.
Listen and you'll hear it. The unmistakable sound of cheering, crashing helmets, and referee whistles that can only mean one thing. Louisiana football is back. Origin Bank has been a team player for more than 100 years, supporting our customers and communities to succeed no matter what challenges arise. From mobile pay to checking, savings, home and business loans, Origin's full suite of banking products and services is tailored to meet your individual needs. Visit originbank.com for details. Louisiana Football and Origin Bank, two proud team traditions. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
I'm Dr. Scott Shelby with Family Solutions. When you hear the words Family Solutions, you may not know that we're a comprehensive, strength-based counseling and psychiatric clinic. Family Solutions provides psychiatric care, individual and couples therapy, child and adolescent counseling, psychological testing, medication management. We also provide occupational therapy, physical therapy, speech therapy, and ABA therapy in one convenient location. For more information on how we can help your family today, visit FamilySolutionsCounseling.org.
You're tuned in to the Mental Health Happy Hour on KMLB 105.7 and 540 AM. For questions and comments, send a message to the Origin Bank text line at 318-324-1500, and we'll respond in the following show. Now, back to the conversation.
Welcome back to the Mental Health Happy Hour. I'm Scott Shelby alongside Dr. Scott Zittner, Dr. Bill Riddle, and our very special guest, calling in from Ruston, Louisiana, psychiatric mental health nurse practitioner, Keely Russ. Welcome back.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me back for a second segment.
I know. And, you know, as Dr. Z was saying at the end of the last segment, you know, medication, you know, scarcity and challenges of being able to obtain certain medications. Can you talk a little bit about some common things that maybe an individual could possibly face when trying to get a prescription at a pharmacy?
Uh-oh. Keely, you still with us?
Oh, yes, I am now. I lost y'all for a second.
Oh, good. Well, okay. Glad to have you back.
We were talking about, as you and I mentioned yesterday, the scarcity of certain medications. A lot of students I know that with whom I work, they can't find. In fact, yes, just this week, I'll say this. I had a college kid who can't get his ADHD medicine, so he's wearing a new ADHD patch. I'd never heard of this, but that's an available prescription. I'm sure you and Dr. Z knew about it, but I had never heard of this, and these kids are liking this. I don't know if that has to do with the scarcity of these medications. Talk to us about it, please.
Yeah, so I more and more over the past, I don't know, few months, maybe even more than that. Time flies. But I have had people with, and it is mostly ADHD medicine, specifically stimulant medications like Concerta, Vyvanse, Adderall, Focalin, those kind of things. And it's just all different kinds. And so, you know, it makes it difficult then trying to help people and, you know, steer them in a direction that is helpful, but also not too disruptive with what they are used to and what their body's used to. So, yeah, this really has been pretty significant more recently.
Where does that scarcity come from, Dr. Z?
Well, I think probably quite a few factors. You know, we're only 5% of the world's population in the United States, and yet about 90%, 85 to 90% of these types of medicines Keeley is alluding to, or stimulants, are manufactured outside of this country, mm-hmm. both trade and generic drugs. And, you know, it's just another area in our supply chain that's been disrupted. But I also think that during the pandemic, you saw some startup telehealth companies, a couple come to mind by name, Cerebral, Done, which is a rather ironic name because I think they are actually done now. Both of these companies are now, after seeing major jumps in their stock value, are really struggling, and they're under a Department of Justice investigation. Mm-hmm. And part of that stems from the fact that apparently, these startups were almost exclusively in the business of enrolling people in telehealth to prescribe controlled medications. And it's that area of the market where we're seeing the biggest shortages for treatment of both ADHD and anxiety disorders. And I don't know if we're going to recover in terms of seeing the supply increase occur anytime in the next few months. So as Keely has said, she's had to come up with some alternatives, and she's been very creative in doing that. But we do have a lot of people now who not only have ADHD but anxiety because they can't get their medicines. They're mm-hmm. studying for college admission tests, and their performance can be affected. That can affect admission and even, you know, scholarship opportunities and such.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. Keely, you have dealt with this, I'm sure, on a daily basis.
Yes, I have. And it truly is so individualized. And I've had very different conversations with people, and two people might be on the same medication, and we go a completely different direction. And so what I've tried to do is just, you know, explain, you know, what the options could potentially be, you know, explain, you know, realizing, like, we don't know, you know, okay, if I try this one and it's the same, it's another stimulant, we might not be able to get that one either. And so, you know, we've gone to non-stimulant to try to treat ADHD. We've gone to alternatives for anxiety medications. We've, you know, discussed just being empowered in therapy, you know, and what more, you know, what are some things I can maybe naturally try to work on, you know, to maybe help these gaps, you know, in getting my medication filled or transitioning to changes we might make. So everybody is different.
You know, we've heard that old saying, blessing in disguise, and even though I think a lot of our patients are really struggling through this transition of going from one medicine that worked really well to one that may take some time adapting to, that a lot of these medicines that we're talking about in treating ADHD and anxiety, Keely, are controlled medications, meaning there is some potential for dependence and withdrawal if they suddenly get off of them. And even though they can be very effective, that is one of the risks with long-term usage, whereas some of the medicines that you're having to come up with as alternatives don't have that same risk, do they not?
Mm-hmm. Sure. Yep, exactly. And that's one of the things that we'll talk about in the conversations, you know, is there can be good, you know, in that change. Sometimes if we don't have a lot of choice, we can be, you know, more open to things that might in the long run be more beneficial than we thought.
Yeah, well, Kaylee, you know, as we're talking about some of those challenges of, you know, medication and that sort of thing, trying some different things. What are some reasons that some people seek out your services and then your work in collaboration with therapists as well?
You know, I would say common ones are more so depression, anxiety, but I think with that comes just so many individual symptoms that people have that can just really impact their function and focus. You know, since we're talking about stimulants, ADHD kind of things, that being even one of the more specific ones, and you know, it can be related to depression, it can be related to anxiety, it might be something related to ADHD, but I would say that a lot of it. And I love working at a counseling center, because when I meet somebody, they have already met a counselor, and they have maybe even been working with them for a while, maybe months, maybe years. And so they've already been able to maybe learn some coping skills or learn some areas that they've already been able to start to work on. So I love that I can also then collaborate with the therapist and come up with plans of care that are not limited to medication and include more of whole person and what they can do to be able to empower them in their recovery and treatment too.
Well, Kaylee, I couldn't agree with you more. That was one of the aspects of Family Solutions that attracted me, was that we put counseling first. You know, with all the direct consumer ads, not just for psychiatric medications, but medications in general, it's easy to come away after viewing those commercials thinking, you know, all I need to do is take a pill and I'll be better. And so some people come in with the idea that you know, I just need to see the prescriber, and the way we're set up is that's not really an option, is it? So people become invested in their counseling, and it takes a little pressure off, not just us, but our patients, our clients. And in fact, in many instances, we've gotten referrals from doctors who already have people on medications, and they come in for counseling, and as it turns out, while they may have been seeking to see you or I, just after a few sessions of counseling, it may alleviate the symptoms to the point where they may not even need to see either one of us.
Very interestingly, the last couple of weeks, I had one of Keeley's former patients, one of my current clients, and I was looking at his charts. He's a college kid who's headed on out into the professional world, and I looked at the charts, Keeley, and he and you had agreed that he could quit his medication, right? And because he says, of course, because of the things that you and I have taught him outside the realm of medication, just how do I manage whatever it was this kid was struggling with, he's off of this stuff for a year, and he's never been better. So I think the counseling is, and Dr. Z always agrees, counseling is a big part of getting better, isn't it?
Definitely.
You know, it's really encouraging to see the progress that's made with the patients and the clients that we work with. And it just lets everybody in the community know that if they are struggling, there is hope. And there are people that are here that are trained as professionals and also really care about the individuals that we work with. And having that team of dedicated providers to be able to do just that. It's encouraging for the community to know that our clinic, as well as a lot of others in our area, provide a great level of care. So if you are struggling, don't hesitate to reach out. And remember, you're not alone, and there's always a group of professionals that are close by that you can call and rely on. And I believe that Kaylee, you are hopping off the Origin Bank text line now, and going to help some more individuals. So we really thank you for hopping on and sharing some expertise with us, and we'll definitely have to get you back down the road.
No, oh, well, thank y'all so much for having me. That was a very encouraging and uplifting, sweet words from y'all to me. So I'm ready to finish my day now.
Well, great having you on.
You're the best, Keely.
Give your bulldog a big kiss for me, okay?
Oh, I sure will.
Louie's my favorite.
All right. Well, stick with us. We'll be back in just a few minutes on the Mental Health Happy Hour.
As parents, we are so anxious for our kids to meet their next developmental milestone. Unfortunately, it's easy to compare growth skills with others. Questions? We have answers at Family Solutions Pediatric Therapy. Call 361-7180. We help put the pieces together.
If you or someone you know is in emotional stress or having thoughts of suicide, please talk to a friend or a relative. Call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-TALK. That number again is 1-800-273-8255.
The game's on. You're super hungry. Quick, what do? You don't have to make a choice. Why not come to Dex? The best food, great drinks, and every game you can imagine all over the walls. Come try our wings, po'boys, and burgers. Everything is homemade. Our chicken sandwich is the best in town, and you won't miss a minute of the action while you're eating.
Dex Wings and Grill. Now with four locations in Monroe, Bossier City, Shreveport, and in Ruston in the Graham Shopping Center.
Portico Bar Grill has what you crave. Steaks, seafood, burgers, wings, pizza, homemade pasta, and signature dishes. Portico Bar Grill has something to please the pickiest of eaters. Enjoy outdoor dining, top-notch wine, and 17 beers on tap, and the best lunch and dinner specials daily. Enjoy a special dinner on the open-air patio. Weekends full of fun with friends or a nice evening with family in the roomy, brick-lined bar and grill. The gang at Portico Bar and Grill are always happy to see you and your friends. Drop in after work or bring the family to Portico Bar and Grill today.
Listen and you'll hear it. The unmistakable sound of cheering, crashing helmets, and referee whistles that can only mean one thing. Louisiana football is back. Origin Bank has been a team player for more than 100 years, supporting our customers and communities to succeed no matter what challenges arise. From mobile pay to checking, savings, home and business loans, Origin's full suite of banking products and services is tailored to meet your individual needs. Visit originbank.com for details. Louisiana Football and Origin Bank, two proud team traditions. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
I'm Dr. Scott Shelby with Family Solutions. When you hear the words Family Solutions, you may not know that we're a comprehensive, strength-based counseling and psychiatric clinic. Family Solutions provides psychiatric care, individual and couples therapy, child and adolescent counseling, psychological testing, medication management. We also provide occupational therapy, physical therapy, speech therapy, and ABA therapy in one convenient location. For more information on how we can help your family today, visit FamilySolutionsCounseling.org.
You're tuned in to the Mental Health Happy Hour on KMLB 105.7 and 540 AM. For questions and comments, send a message to the Origin Bank text line at 318-324-1500, and we'll respond in the following show. Now, back to the conversation.
Welcome back to the Mental Health Happy Hour. Thanks for being a part of the day with us. I'm Scott Shelby, alongside Dr. Scott Zentner and Dr. Bill Riddle. We just had a really great conversation with a great provider here in our community, psychiatric mental health nurse practitioner, Keely Russ. She practices out of Ruston and Monroe. And
you know where Keely's actually from, though? She would like this told.
Okay. Where's she from?
Z?
I thought it was Shooter.
It is Shooter.
Yeah.
So to all of our many hundreds of listeners in the Shooter area,
that would have to be every one of them, right, Bill?
It's everybody and a couple of their pets. But it's look, this is
now home to the
I grew up in a
Squire
small town.
Creek golf course.
Beautiful.
Which, a couple of pros have indicated they play all over the world, and I think David Toms, who's a former winner of the major, the PGA, he's actually from Shreveport himself. Was born in Monroe, but lives in Shreveport. He said this is his favorite course to play, right there in Shooter. Beautiful rolling hills.
Beautiful course. And you know, Sam Burns, he's that's one of his home courses, I believe, on Squire Creek.
It always gives me an inferiority complex when I get through, but I do enjoy driving the golf cart around when I'm out there.
That's right.
I enjoy driving by the
golf course. I know I've had a good round at Squire Creek if I have some golf balls left in my bag after the round.
That's a reasonable expectation.
Anyway, well, enough about golf, Dr. Z. Last week we had someone give us a text to the Origin Bank text line about a specific condition that they would like maybe a little bit more explanation and maybe some treatment on. And the question centered around a conversion disorder. Can you talk a little bit about what that is and maybe the types of treatment that we can help with that?
Well, that's almost a diagnosis from the past. You don't hear much about it, but it's actually referred in our latest diagnostic manual, the DSM-5, as functional neurological symptom disorder. That's a mouthful. I actually prefer the old name. Mm-hmm. Conversion disorder really implies that individuals who are experiencing some type of psychological distress, it can be a chronic type of distress or it can be something brought on acutely, but the individual may not be of the psychological framework to really experience those symptoms in a typical way. You would expect a psychological stress would cause psychological symptoms, worrying, anxiety, mm-hmm. Maybe some physical symptoms too of palpitations, tremors, and such. But what happens in conversion disorder is that these symptoms are converted into unexplained neurological symptoms. And when I say unexplained, typically an individual may present with a loss of sensory or motor function in their limbs, suddenly unable to walk. They may experience seizures. They could have a total loss of a vital sense, such as vision. They could present with blindness. Well, when somebody comes in the emergency room with that history, they're going to get a pretty exhaustive workup. And what happens with conversion disorder after the proverbial million-dollar workup, in other words, they've been evaluated, lots of tests have been done, imaging studies, and the doctors and other healthcare providers are miffed. They can't explain it. And
so there's no physical symptoms.
Well, no, the symptoms are physical in the sense that they're neurological, but we can't determine the cause.
Right.
And, we have very sophisticated ways more than ever before of really being able to identify an organic cause. The term functional, when I mentioned functional neurological symptom disorder, that actually implies that there is not a identifiable medical cause. Now, that's not to say that an individual with conversion disorder is faking.
Right. Okay,
that's a whole different type of diagnosis, such as malingering, where we know people individually feign symptoms for some kind of identifiable secondary gain, such as to gain some sort of monetary reward or to avoid punishment. These people that come in are quite concerned. I mean, they genuinely cannot use their legs if they've lost functioning. And what we think happens is that, just as an example, I use that, some type of pseudo or false paralysis of their lower extremities. But anyway, so they're genuine. They're not faking, and there's really no reason that they would fake if you obtain their background information. Yeah.
You know, Z, it's a funny thing. It's an irony. This is how I first met you, I believe. I'm going to go back 10 years, I think.
Yeah, that's true. I remember that case.
I had a patient with what?
So back in 2013.
Around 2013, I think it was. And I had this very interesting person and wanted to help this individual so badly. And I didn't work with you. I didn't know you personally, but I found out how to get in touch with you. And I remember sending this, as I recall, this has been a long time ago, but as I recall, you and I kind of co-opted on that client.
Oh,
and the diagnosis was conversion disorder, correct?
Yes, and I think it had been made at, as I recall this case, this woman, very pleasant lady, but distressed by her symptoms, presented to me with these really severe coarse tremors, not some kind of fine tremor that we see with essential tremor. But she couldn't even hold a coffee cup or sign her name to a document. And what was interesting is I think I recall about her background is she had quite a bit of marital stress. Mm. And but anyway, she went to several places to have this evaluated, including Baylor in Houston, which has one of the top neurology programs in the country. And again, after a thorough workup, they came to the conclusion that this was a conversion disorder, and thought that she needed some type of therapy or counseling to help her work through that, which is actually the treatment of choice once we think we've correctly identified it. Now, I will say that before all of these more sophisticated imaging studies came about, that's when I say imaging, we're talking about things like CAT scans, MRIs. If you have a neurological loss of functioning, you're going to get imaged somewhere.
Right.
There were conditions, and I can name one off the top of my head, multiple sclerosis, where before we really understood that disorder well, there are areas in the brain that randomly develop lesions. It's an autoimmune disorder. The body attacks part of its nervous system, and it doesn't follow any consistent or clear distribution. So before we really understood that about MS, a lot of people could come in with these symptoms, and with what we knew about neurological disorders, it didn't fit the clinical picture, and many were prematurely labeled as conversion disorders. So it is very important that people receive a thorough workup before, and probably need to see a neurologist, since we are talking about neurological symptoms, before that diagnosis is given.
Right. Well, Dr. Z, you know, we're talking about this conversion disorder, and how common is this in the population of folks that seek out mental health treatment?
It's not very common at all now. Perhaps only about 2 to 3 cases identified and per 100,000. But you might be surprised to learn that all of our ancestors in the pre-20th century often experienced conversion symptoms when they felt any signs of distress. Why is that, you might ask? Well, we didn't have psychotherapy back then. And when you had anything troubling you, you just prayed hard, which is very important anyway, in your healing through any illness. And just unconsciously, those psychiatric symptoms just get buried. It's kind of an adaptive mechanism. But, you know, energy is neither created or destroyed, is it? It's transferred from one form to another. So it would come out as physical symptoms. Mm-hmm. As it was first described at the Salle Pitriere Institute in Paris under a internationally famous neurologist named Charcot. And Freud actually studied under Charcot. And he was really the first to describe a treatment that he thought was effective.
Isn't hypnosis the treatment?
Yes. To this day, hypnosis may be the most effective treatment for conversion disorder. Mm. But there are other types of therapy that we actually do in our clinic, like CBT or cognitive behavioral therapy.
Right.
But it really starts with developing a relationship with someone suffering from this condition. Once the diagnosis has been made, after all, they have seen a number of people and been told all sorts of things. We can't find anything wrong. That creates more anxiety because they're still having the symptoms. And it's explaining to people, and I think a face-saving but also genuine way, that, you know, the mind and the body are connected. And when things go awry, you can have a variety of symptoms. And so this is a physical symptom, but the origin of it may be stemming from something that is troubling you. And maybe I can help you identify what that is, and we can, you know, work through it. And amazingly, the symptoms get better.
Very interesting cases. And our thanks to that person who texted us last week on the Origin Bank text line.
That's right. And as we're talking about the Origin Bank text line, Dr. Z, I see that you're drinking from an Origin Bank tumbler cup today.
I think you gave it to me, actually. Appreciate that.
There you go. So,
water, folks, water.
And so we're here talking about your questions and comments from the Origin Bank text line. If you have any questions or comments, feel free to text 318-324-1500 to the Origin Bank text line, and we'll be able to answer your questions. And we've got one more segment here. I'm Scott Shelby alongside Dr. Scott Zentner and Dr. Bill Riddle. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
parent, are you concerned with the way your child pronounces certain words? Maybe reading and writing is a struggle? Getting help early is important. Call Family Solutions Pediatric Therapy today at 361-7180. We help put the pieces together.
An estimated 26% of Americans aged 18 and older suffer from a diagnosable yet treatable mental health disorder. That is one out of four Americans. Depression, anxiety, PTSD, panic disorder, and social phobia. And one in five American teens. That's 20% of America's boys and girls. Sadly, many do not receive the help they need. There's good news. Here in Northeast Louisiana, there are many qualified, caring professionals who are here to help. Reach out today. It's perfectly okay. You're not alone. Help is near. Hi, I'm Derek Kennedy, a local insurance agent. With numbers like these, we all need to do our part to check in on our friends, family, church friends, and coworkers. Let's do this together.
The game's on. You're super hungry. Quick, what do? You don't have to make a choice. Why not come to Dax? The best food, great drinks, and every game you can imagine all over the walls. Come try our wings, po'boys, and burgers. Everything is homemade. Our chicken sandwich is the best in town, and you won't miss a minute of the action while you're eating it.
Dax Wings and Grill, now with four locations in Monroe, Bossier City, Shreveport, and in Ruston, in the Graham Shopping Center.
Portico Bar Grill has what you crave. Steaks, seafood, burgers, wings, pizza, homemade pasta, and signature dishes. Portico Bar Grill has something to please the pickiest of eaters. Enjoy outdoor dining, top-notch wine, and 17 beers on tap, and the best lunch and dinner specials daily. Enjoy a special dinner on the open-air patio. Weekends full of fun with friends or a nice evening with family in the roomy, brick-lined bar and grill. The gang at Portico Bar and Grill are always happy to see you and your friends. Drop in after work or bring the family to Portico Bar and Grill today.
Listen and you'll hear it. The unmistakable sound of cheering, crashing helmets, and referee whistles that can only mean one thing. Louisiana football is back. Origin Bank has been a team player for more than 100 years, supporting our customers and communities to succeed no matter what challenges arise. From mobile pay to checking, savings, home and business loans, Origin's full suite of banking products and services is tailored to meet your individual needs. Visit originbank.com for details. Louisiana Football and Origin Bank, two proud team traditions. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
I'm Dr. Scott Shelby with Family Solutions. When you hear the words Family Solutions, you may not know that we're a comprehensive, strength-based counseling and psychiatric clinic. Family Solutions provides psychiatric care, individual and couples therapy, child and adolescent counseling, psychological testing, medication management. We also provide occupational therapy, physical therapy, speech therapy, and ABA therapy in one convenient location. For more information on how we can help your family today, visit FamilySolutionsCounseling.org.
You're tuned in to the Mental Health Happy Hour on KMLB 105.7 and 540 AM. For questions and comments, send a message to the Origin Bank text line at 318-324-1500, and we'll respond in the following show. Now, back to the conversation.
Welcome back to the Mental Health Happy Hour. I'm Scott Shelby, alongside Dr. Scott Zentner and Dr. Bill Riddle. And before we get into another Origin Bank question, it's important to take a note. You know, Dr. Bill Riddle has been a part of Family Solutions for many, many years.
39, as I recall.
39. That's right. That's right. He's celebrating his 7th consecutive anniversary with Family Solutions. And he has been with us for quite some time, Dr. Z, and many people don't realize that he's actually had two stints with Family Solutions. Once in the very, very early days, mm-hmm. for about a year and a half, 2 years. How long was that?
I don't know. I remember it was you and me. We operated out of one room, had one desk, one phone. If I had a client at 10, I had to be out at 10:50 because your 11 o'clock was coming in.
That's right. That's when we first really were able to fully utilize the space.
He told me he left that first stint because you didn't give him an office outside of the men's room. So,
Well, it was actually the janitor's closet.
It was the mop closet.
It was the mop.
He was the janitor, as a matter of fact.
Actually,
the custodian.
You had to wear a lot of hats back then.
We went on Saturdays and mopped.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of things that me and Bill did together. And one of the funniest things about the early days is we were learning how to submit claims to insurance, and something that Bill still probably kind of doesn't like talking about is the old 1500 form. Bill, would you like to fill one of those out today?
Don't even know what they are.
Extricated it from his memory.
I didn't know 15 years ago. And that's why they call it the 1500.
Yeah.
No.
So
you said we can't get paid if we don't fill these out. I said, that's okay. I'll take my loss.
First time anybody's ever said that. I'd rather not get paid than fill out one of these forms.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. But he's been with us along the way and really been a critical part of our growth and success over the years. And as many know, he's our counseling director for our Monroe, West Monroe, and Ruston counseling clinics, as well as our business development director. And he's just really great at what he does and still has a little bit of an active caseload. And he's helped a lot of people, and he's transitioned his role to helping a lot of our staff and very well respected in the community and throughout our organization. So
he's a perfect guy for that too. You know, he's very thoughtful. He always knows when somebody's having a birthday or if they're having any kind of difficulty in their life. And hey, when you get a moment, just
all right, enough.
Yeah, okay.
What am I the sponsor of this show now? Did I pay to have all these nice things?
Matter of fact, you'll be getting a bill.
No, I'm not going to pay it. Is it on a 1500?
The flattery ends if you don't pay.
Well, you know, Bill, we were just saying how Dr. Zentner has this problem with being a pathological liar. So
right,
we take what he's saying. I don't know, but
well, look,
it is true. Bill has been really great in. He's helped a lot of people, touched a lot of lives in this community.
Well, thanks, boys. I appreciate that. I am not a sponsor of this broadcast to the audience, but we do have the sponsor, the Origin Bank text line or hotline. Sponsor.
Yes, that is correct.
And we did receive this question. This is someone who, one of the areas that I know this sounds really weird, but I enjoy working with those who are suffering through grief. Be it the loss of a parent, which I suppose most all of us, if it's the natural order of life, we will all probably outlive our parents. The loss of a child is so devastating, and God forbid it happened to anyone in our listening audience. But it does, and it shall. Grief is grief. Therapy can be very, I can't think of the word, reformative, I guess. It can transform, perhaps, this sense of total loss and despair into an acceptance and in time, hopefully and usually, an ability for the persons to see beyond their horrific loss. And it's haranguing work. It really is tough. You know, I'm the older I get, the more I cry. You know, you don't want to cry in therapists, but it's kind of hard to hold back tears sometimes, especially guys, when it's somebody who's lost a child. Ooh, it's rough. Mm-hmm. But, you know, Scott, you remember Shelby, Elizabeth Kubler Ross, the architect, I suppose, of the grief therapy mode. She has a quote that I thought I'd share with listeners today. The reality is that you will grieve forever. You will not get over it. People always say, you just got to get over it. Well, no, don't say that. It's not. It's something you get through, but you don't get over it. But back to Kubler-Ross. The reality is that you will grieve forever. You will never get over the loss of a loved one. You will learn to live with it. You will heal, and you will rebuild yourself around the loss you have suffered. You will be whole again, but you'll never be the same. Nor should you be the same, nor would you want to. We can't forget the person we lost. We wouldn't want to do that. That's ridiculous. And people are so well-meaning when they say, look, I know exactly how you feel. I lost Uncle Ed 3 years ago. Well, I'm sorry, lady, but you don't know how this lady feels because she's not struggling with Uncle Ed's departure. Their child just died, and it's totally different.
And everybody grieves differently. And
yes.
And at different times as well. And something I see about grief from the loss of a loved one is a way of honoring that relationship, that it's meaningful.
Absolutely.
If people didn't matter, it wouldn't impact us. And, of course, you're going to be impacted by such a loss of someone so close and so important and valuable to you.
Yeah, and we all, like, we all, when we lose somebody close to us, we all lose something that probably nobody else knows. My stepdad's 88. Oddly, the thing I'm going to miss from him when he dies, should he go before I do, you boys know it, but most people won't at the funeral. God forbid, I hope he's not listening to this broadcast, but they're not going to know that the thing I'll miss most is his every morning, good morning text every day since my mother died 10 years ago. He's never missed a day where he doesn't reach out to me. It's to let me know he made it through the night and he's doing okay. And he's a very funny guy. My, the stories he tells, Scott, you've heard
from
him.
Yeah,
right?
I've met him several times, and he's a character. He's a great guy.
I have never had the pleasure, but I do know he grows some very good tomatoes in addition to being a very nice man. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Grief really is the price we pay for love, isn't it?
Yes, that's a good point. Yes, very good point. We hurt because we loved, and that says something good about us, the survivors. I like that. I think that's a great reminder. And last thing I'll say before we go back to you, Scott, is I say to folks at our first meeting, you have my permission and God's to grieve as long and to be as sad as you need to be. I want you to get better. But the Bible says in Psalm 23, the preacher uses it in all the funerals almost, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. And I remind the folks we're to walk through it. We're not to get over it, but we will get through it. Keep walking.
That's right, and that's how you get through tough times, is to keep moving. And it is tough, and to know that if you are experiencing grief and sadness from a loss recently or in the past, just know, as always, there are a lot of helpful clinicians in this area that can help you walk through that. And we've had a really good show here today. We've had Keely Russ, psychiatric mental health nurse practitioner serving the Monroe and Ruston areas, those communities. We've taken some questions from the Origin Bank text line on two very different conditions. All can be very helpful through psychotherapy. So we're happy that you were able to join us today on the Mental Health Happy Hour. I'm Scott Shelby with Scott Zentner and Bill Riddle. We'll see you next week, Thursdays at 5:00.